Hello, and welcome to another edition of your weekly devotional. As usual, I am your host, DK Obi. Today, I will be discussing with us what I will call coming danger. Coming danger. I was led by the Spirit to continue from where I started last week in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. St. Paul there was giving his closing instructions in his letter to the Thessalonian church. So I read chapter 5 and from verse 14 in 1 Thessalonians, and it says, "Now we exhort you, brethren, warn those who are unruly, comfort the faint-hearted, uphold the weak, be patient with all." And last week we talked about those who are weak. They should be supported. Pragmatic ways to support those who are weak, just beyond praying for them. Today we will look at what it says here, and another line of this instruction: warn those who are unruly. To be unruly here means to be insubordinate, to be unsubmissive to authority, to be rebellious, to not align to authority. And by authority, we are referring to the authority of God's word. He's saying those who do not align, those Christians, those believers who do not submit to the authority of God's word, it says they should be warned. They should be warned. What is a warning? A warning is a means of safety communication. A safety communication pre-informing you of a danger that's ahead. When you are being warned, it's a communication in safety. A warning is telling you there is danger ahead. And the Bible is saying here we should warn those who are unruly. In Christendom, there are different forms of communication of the truth. The truth of God's word is communicated in various ways, in various forms. Some of them are teaching, preaching, exhortation, admonition, and then warning. An admonition is more general. Admonition and warning are almost the same, but admonition is more general than warning. An admonition, it is warning everyone generally of some danger ahead to avoid. However, a warning is very specific, meaning there is someone who is in error and we are warning the person. We're telling the person the implication of his or her actions. When a believer is not living right, when a believer is not aligned to the truth of God's word, there are implications. There are consequences of this. And therefore, we must be warned of these things. Galatians 6 and verse 7. 6 to 7, it says, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that shall he reap." You will face the consequences of your actions. Therefore, believers must always be warned of a coming danger when they refuse to align themselves to the truth. There must be safety communication. At times you're driving on the highway, you're driving on the motorway, and you see some road signs, some highway signs warning you not to drive in a particular way because it's safe. There's a warning for your safety. Now, there are two ways in which people can be unruly. Two ways in which a Christian can be unruly. I want to discuss with us today. The first way is living contrary to the life you've received. You have received a new life, eternal life, a new life in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. When we live contrary to this life we've received, which Titus 2 and verse 11 describes us as godliness. When we live contrary to this life we've received in an unrepentant manner, when we violate this life and live in ungodliness and are unrepentant about it, then Scripture will warn us. We deserve to be warned of the danger ahead when a believer is living contrary to the life he's received. He will be warned by God's word. We see so many examples of warnings to believers in 1 Corinthians 10 and from verse 6. It says, now these things became our examples, to the intent that we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted. And do not become idolaters as were some of them, as it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Nor let us commit sexual immorality as some of them did, and in one day 23,000 fell. Nor let us tempt Christ as some of them also tempted and were destroyed by serpents, nor complain as some of them also complained and were destroyed by the destroyer. Verse 11. Now all these things happened to them as examples, and they were written for our admonition, for our warning, upon whom the ends of the ages have come. Scripture warns us here, and in several other places, Scripture warns an unruly, an insubordinate, a rebellious lifestyle to God's word. In 1 Corinthians 11, St. Paul warns those who do not show reverence to God. They show no reverence for spiritual things. They go and they take the Holy Communion in an irreverential manner. And he's saying that there is a danger that lies ahead if they choose to continue that way. In 1 Corinthians 11, 27 to 32, he says that they have taken the cup of the Holy Communion in an unholy manner. They take the wine and they get drunk. They come and they eat the bread, and some other people have nothing to eat for the communion. And he says, that is why some are weak, some have gone to be with the Lord, they are asleep. If we judge ourselves, as he says there, we will not be judged by the Lord. That is a warning. At times, disciplinary measures have to be taken by the Lord and by the church to warn Christians of the danger ahead. In all cases, when the Lord warns us, it is his way of protecting us from a greater danger that lies ahead. Still the same 1 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 11. But now I have written to you not to keep company with anyone named a brother who is sexually immoral or covetous or an idolater or a reviler or a drunkard or an extortioner. Not even to eat with such a person. This is another form of warning. It's better to sever, to amputate a limb that's infected than to allow the whole body to be destroyed. And that is the measure that God has to take at times. A measure that warns, that disciplines, and protects the individual and the rest of the body. In this time and age, we feel that everything goes in the church, everything goes in Christianity. We're not used to disciplinary measures that protect us from the corruption of the rest of the world. The apostle is saying, anyone who is tagged as a brother and is living in an ungodly manner and is not repentant about it, do not associate with such a person. Do not even eat with such a person. This is a warning. These are measures that God has always used, even in the Old Testament. He was fond of severing those who could corrupt the whole camp. He will severe them and ensure that either they were judged or they were destroyed at that time. Someone looks at it and says, wow, that's too harsh for God to do. But in the true sense of it, like I said earlier on, it's better to severe a part of the body and allow it to perish than for the whole body to perish. Another way in which we can be unruly is by preaching or believing false doctrine. In Romans 16 and verse 17, it says, now I urge you, brethren, note those who cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine, to the teaching which you learned, and avoid them. For those who are such do not serve our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly. And by smooth words and flattering speech, they deceive the hearts of the simple. Paul is saying we should take note of these people who cause division in the doctrine, who teach false doctrine, and avoid them. Avoid them. Avoid them. Avoid them. This is a warning. Those who preach false doctrine, those who believe false doctrine, avoid them. 2 Timothy 2 and verse 25. In meekness, correcting those who are in opposition of the truth, if God perhaps will grant them repentance, so that they may know the truth. Those who oppose the truth. 1 Timothy 1 and verse 3. As I urged you when I went into Macedonia, remain in Ephesus that you may warn some that they teach no other doctrine. The apostle here says, warn them that they teach no other doctrine. Warn them that they are not unruly in teaching another doctrine. False doctrine causes decay like a canker. It causes decay in the body. It brings a corruption to the body and must be seriously avoided, severed from the body. It must be avoided of not the knowledge of God. 1 Corinthians 15, 33 to 34. Awake to righteousness and sin not, for some of you have not the knowledge of God, and I speak this to your shame. Evil communication corrupts good manners. Evil communication corrupts good manners. They in the Corinthian church were beginning to preach that there was no resurrection from the dead. Christ will not come again. They were corrupted by false doctrine. And this is what Paul was saying here. Warning has always been an essential way of God putting his people on check and protecting them from either mass corruption or a danger that lies ahead. We must take heed to the warning that comes from the scripture, to the warning that comes from the Holy Spirit. This is the word of the Lord. Thank you very much. You are blessed. If you heard me and you have questions, you need a miracle, you need counseling, you need healing, you can reach out to us via email, info@project-charis.org. info@project-charis.org. You are blessed.